Good morning, wonderful folks. Welcome back to the Iron Crypto Man podcast show. It's your host, Pat. And if you're stopping by for the first time, or if you're a new investor, feel free to click that referral link under the description of this episode, where if you sign up today with Webull and deposit just $1 into that brokerage account, you can earn yourself up to 12 free fractional shares, folks, all right? Those free fractional shares can be valued up to $30,000, so definitely take advantage of this opportunity while it still lasts. Go and get yourself some free stocks, folks, and most importantly, go and get that free money. Also, make sure to click the second link under the description of this episode, where it'll prompt you to our official merchandise store. Okay, we have exclusive crew necks, hoodies, backpacks, we have trucker hats, we even have onesies for the toddlers. All right, big shout outs to the toddlers out there. You guys are our future leaders, our future innovators, and it is our job, our due diligence, to develop our youth into becoming angel investors. All right, and with that being said, folks, in today's episode, we are going to be going over live index prices within the stock market, right? We're also going to be talking about how millennials are sinking under the weight of their debt, adding a record of $3.8 trillion to our national debt last quarter. And last but not least, folks, we'll be going over my stock pick of the day. So if you have your notepads out, pens out, or if you want to take this down as a mental note, make sure to buckle up your seatbelt, folks, and let's prepare to educate ourselves. All right. First up, folks, we have the S&P 500. And for my new listeners and new investors out there, the S&P 500 is an index that stands for the Standard & Poor's, and it makes up of the top 500 publicly traded companies in the U.S. And we are currently trading at $4,016.17. We are down today, folks, by $32.25. Next, we have the Dow Jones, right? The Dow Jones is currently trading at $33,242.89, down today by $188.55. Next, we have the NASDAQ, currently trading at $11,570.32, down today, folks, by $105.17. Next, we have our commodities. We have crude oil, currently trading at $79.47, down today by 99 cents. We have gold. Gold is trading at $1,830.30, down today by $24.30. And, excuse me. Last but not least, we have silver. Silver is currently trading at $20.55, and we are down today, folks, by 59 cents. So, overall, as I'm looking at these numbers within the index, we're pretty much seeing everything in the red today, folks, all right? All across the numbers, right? We have the S&P down by, a little as 1%. Dow Jones is down by over $180, right? And more than likely, the market is reacting to the announcement that Jerome Powell has made this morning, on this Tuesday morning, right? And pretty much, yeah, you know, he had his meeting, and he pretty much said that they are going to be raising interest rates higher than previously anticipated, right? So our current inflation rate right now is sitting at 6.4%, right? And last year it was, almost 8%. It was like 7.8%. So, folks, it's going to get pretty ugly, right? We're definitely going to be seeing a lot, probably, we're going to start probably seeing some selling off in the market, right? We're definitely going to start seeing a lot more corporations do massive layoffs, right? I was just listening to the CNBC news today, right? And Facebook, Meta, right? They announced that they are going to be laying off upwards to about 1,100 employees, right? And, Mark Zuckerberg, he claims that the year 2023 is going to be the year of efficiency, which means that they are more than likely going to be doing a purge to remove employees, because that is the number one way that corporations like to save money, and that is by laying off employees. right? So more than likely, folks, if you all were to check out your portfolios today, right, you might be in the red depending on which stocks you follow. However, here on the Iron Crypto Man podcast show, I always try to encourage you guys to stand strong during, these bloodbaths in the market, right? Because this is how I look at it. You know, if you can pick up a blue chip company that is down by, you know, let's say 20-30%, wouldn't you rather buy that asset at a lower price than buying it at the top of the market? Remember, guys, this is a long-term game, all right? Meaning we buy assets at low prices and we allow them to gain in value over time, and we can either decide to sell them at that point or we can hold on to them and potentially pass them to our family members, such as our children and their children's children, to create generational wealth. All right, so let me go ahead and get into my article, and that is going to be talking about how millennials are sinking under the weight of their debt, adding a record $3.8 trillion to our national debt last quarter. All right, household debt hit $16.90 trillion last quarter as consumers grappled with rising inflation and interest rates. All right, like I had just mentioned, our current inflation rate, right, it is a huge difference. Inflation and interest rates, those are two different terms, all right? The current inflation rate is at about 6.7%. Right now, interest rates vary depending on what you're taking a loan out for, right? Such as a car loan, house mortgage, or, you know, credit card debt, right? Interest rates are impacted by inflation. But anyways, let me go ahead and continue on reading here. Millennials in their 30s have added over $3.8 trillion in debt to their accounts and are missing their credit cards and auto loan payments at startling rates as well, according to the New York Fed. And when you factor in the fact that housing affordability is at its lowest level in history, these young adults face an additional hurdle to building wealth. We are seeing a credit gap emerge in the sense that younger, less affluent borrowers are coming under financial pressure from higher living costs and inflation outpacing their income giants. Mortgage bills. Millennials may be in their prime home buying years, but on top of the affordability crisis, they're also currently contending the mortgage rate close to 7%. Across all age groups in the survey, mortgage debt makes up the biggest share of outstanding balances, with the number rising by nearly $1 trillion last year, according to the New York Fed. Credit cards. Borrowers in their 30s are struggling with the highest credit card delinquency rate, according to the New York Feds, surpassing pre-pandemic norms now. That is a massive shift from the peak pandemic times when many consumers used all that cash they saved, not dining out, traveling, or commuting to work, to pay down their debt. When you don't pay your credit card bill on time, you risk harming your credit score and adding up interest and late fees, exacerbating your existing debt and making it more difficult to pay off, right? So what does that mean? That means, right, let's say if you have, an outstanding balance of $5,000 on your credit card, right? If you do not pay that outstanding balance, right, that is going to harm your credit score pretty drastically, right? And it is also going to add up late fees and higher interest rates, right? And also, a little interesting fact here too, right? If you miss just one credit card payment, that bank is legally allowed to raise interest rates at any point given while you're still paying off that loan. So something to keep in mind there. All right, next we have auto loans, all right? Aside from drivers in their 20s, this age group is also missing the most auto loan payments. Millennials as a whole currently make up the largest demographic of car buyers in the U.S. Before buying a new set of wheels, make sure you've done the math and budgeted accordingly, staying away from predatory loan rates. With a strong credit score, you could land a rate between 6-8%. Do you guys hear that? With a strong credit score, meaning 700 and up, right? Big shout outs to all of my investors out there with that 700 and up credit score, right? Keep up the good work. But hey, you know, we're still impacted by these high interest rates too, right? You know, even if your credit score is good, you know, the average auto loan interest rate right now is between 6 to 8%, which is extremely high, right? Yeah, you know, and also, right, we have more millennials that are being forced to move back in with their parents due to the high cost of living. So it's really our job, you know, including myself, I'm a millennial. It's really our job to make the difference, right? You know, I always recommend, you know, before you plan on investing any money into the stock market or whether that be the crypto market, it would probably behoove you to pay off, you know, some debt, right? Including your credit card debt, right? Auto loan debt, mortgage, if you have a house, which is very challenging right now for millennials to be able to afford a house, right? And most importantly, student loan debt, all right, folks? That wasn't really included in the article, but that's just at the top of my mind right now, right? Newsflash, guys. From now up until November 2023, at some point, the government is going to resume student loan debt. So what does that mean? That means from the year 2019 up until this point, many millennials and Gen X, right? Oh, I'm sorry, Gen Z and some Gen X if they went to school during that time. We didn't have to pay back any student loan debt, right, for like 3 years. However, they are going to change that and they are going to resume student loan debt. So if you guys are listening to this and if you have any student loan debt or if you know anybody that has student loan debt, please let them know that they are going, the feds are going to be resuming student loan payments. And not only are they going to be resuming student loan payments in the year 2023, they're going to resume them with higher interest rates, meaning that you are going to be paying more on that student loan debt. So it would definitely behoove you, right? Of course, I'm not a financial advisor. It would probably behoove you to pay off some of that debt before you enter the investment world, right? And just to go ahead and close off this episode, right, we'll go ahead and go over my stock pick of the day. And that is going to be none other than NVIDIA, ticker NVDA. All right, NVIDIA is currently trading at $236.06. And we are up today by 62 cents, folks. And we have a total market cap of $582.278 billion. All right, we have a PE ratio of 99.56. Let's see what else we have here. We have a dividend rate of 0.07%. And that dividend is going to be expiring. Oh, it actually expired today. So if you haven't been invested into NVIDIA as of today, you're more than likely going to be missing out on those dividend gains. All right. And as I'm looking through the chart for NVIDIA, right? Yeah, I would say, folks, right now is definitely a good time to do your dollar cost averaging with NVIDIA, right? We had a yearly high of $276.92, which was last year, March 21st, 2022. And pretty much since then, folks, NVIDIA has just been trading in the downward position, right? We've started to notice a bull flag around October 10th. That is when the market, we're seeing a reversal trend, right? It was going down, and then in October, the price of NVIDIA started to go up. So I want to say, you know, last year, October, that is when we started to form a bullish pattern, right? And I would say $112 is going to be our support line. And I'm going to say $237 is going to be our resistance line, right? So if we can break 237, we can easily get back up to our yearly high of $276. All right, folks, thank you all for listening. I hope you all were able to learn something. And, you know, once again, right, you know, if you guys know anybody that has student loan debt or, you know, just high credit card debt, just try to encourage those people to, you know, try to tackle some of that debt, pay it off slowly but surely, right? Because interest rate, folks, you know, they're not going down anytime soon. And the quicker you guys can pay off your debt, right, the better you will be in the long term. So thank you guys for listening, and I will be hearing from you guys on the next episode. Peace.